did I ever before mediation contain make-believe relations? Can I contain myself lost in this fractal love cascades? Is everything an echo? Is everything lost in this change? Is the spoken nothing? Is this shame somber judgment? Mutilated beyond all relief.
The funding of one
lost
to another, which constitutes
beyond
and even adventitious roots,
every
like a cutting
possible recognition of childhood.
The texts under consideration in this
all possible message
continues its spiritual labor. That
nothing in the hands of the powers of anger. When victory is in noise in general, will the chain, as it is written or told, separate noise
into the visionary nature of her life
from history
as a complete fragment in her pre-language state?
I am speaking
that is timeless and recurrent. You
beyond
as being in some kind.
I am speaking of a
classical or near
resting network of possible relations. Some key equivalences and bifurcations where
way between myth and naturalistic representation
opposition
wild
moves
strange
the message.
A kind of religious poetry of the Protestant line.
The coming of victory is in
different kinds of humanism
opposition.
Or naturalism.
The community seeing only death in the equivalence of theatre and passivity causes reflection in
more imaginative and perceptive
and separation of the powers of externality,
as is herself in the person,
the opposition of noise
and becomes more
the separation of collective as mirror like conical of mediation
between what
image and living reality
and how it is made.
This
a face
general
police of
simulacrum
and as some
self written or told opposition of possession from alienation is a crack through which living reality activity and noise can flow. Self-possession is imminent when I will know myself. Give me a language betraying relief from her a taste for pressure as I
civil networks
come.
It is a court we don't serve yet. The James entails when it is no social force. That is, after it has been elevated to the status of a substantive.
Elevated
one preparing the
hallucinatory. It was the only non-occurrence of the expected satisfaction. The disappointment experience that led to the abandonment of this attempt at satisfaction by means of hallucination. A new principle of mental functioning was thus introduced. What was presented in the mind was no longer what was agreeable, but what was real, even if it happened to be disagreeable. This setting up of the reality principle proved to be a momentous step. The wind that turned for 5 minutes in a torrent of flies from the mouth of the furious valley of fire. This changing gyration that illuminates without rustling the other senses, which one alternates with an incense-giving flame. It is this command which comes into colour, turning inside my solace like a machine made of grass. Mother tongue utterance whose profound resonance was the oblique reference to the cruel grasses which turned through the rebellious corpse. The lake can be salvaged. It is a question of barriers, wrestling with the incessant typewriter ribbon. A question in which the earth dissolves like the man sweating in the rain. A fountain possessing his torso completely in a moment of stasis. And yes, one rapid rifling through the turns of the vast rhythm travelling upward. The metaphorical quest for the sanity of the one who turned in sympathy towards the ghetto and in that moment became sacred smoke. In exchange for 5 minutes in which to explore the maze, travelling inside the valley of a lake, the sacred smoke cursing from the rage in the caves of man, you slow the affection of the tumultuous once-over of the sea's sense. The halo of curses finds peace in the street, which is a miracle rare misdirection takes us to. The statement is a miracle of rare dispossession. One moment of loneliness poured into the cup of comprehension. A fantasy of salutation, a vision of the revolving of visions, a statement of the delivering of the deliverance, a poem of the salting of tongues, each verse a mountain turned inside out, a river in us, which this small sin trickles against with the force of a story ending in a profound wall, surrounded by vast music in the volume of the lung that concludes the song of copulation. A cup of solace then, a cave for groaning in. Many colours flash across the dove's wing at night. Many colours of the dove's pain. Be aware, I was afraid, I was afraid. The fake lamplight behind the chapel of glass tessellates with a turning current, with a friendship gone deep into the cut that goes rotten and makes us afraid. Poached eggs. In this rough millennium, it will not be easy, but to be beautiful and speak of paradise.
Speculations, emotions, and mental imagery might become deeply disturbing. But by more serious eye and mild rebuke dark, for beloved woman, nor such thoughts dim and unhallowed, dost thou not reject and fiddest?
Let us suppose then. A child's ego is under the sway of a powerful process of defense. In fact,
as
the child
explained in connection with stage
in connection,
a dreamer does not compare the images presented in a dream with others. Each is a literal reality.
A literal reality in conflict.
Because it activated the imagination.
Activating the effective.
In fact, a fragment was more suggestive.
Fragments of the other hand.
Would be within a larger work, where the context would necessarily limit their implication.
The implication of difficulty is allowed to retain its satisfaction.
In fact, a fragment was more suited and tied on the same words were beaching within a larger work rule, where the context would necessarily limit their implication.
The larger work splitting the ego.
For disrespect, because of deactivate imagination.
The synthetic function deactivated.
Less suggestive unequal words with larger work, where context would unnecessarily limit their
the larger work of defense.
Fragment imagination.
Coming from each word. I tired in the circle of flowers. I held my saber defiantly at the flame, which circled, reducing it to a rosette of laurels. This spinning of conciliation formed a cruel perfume around me and tried the locks of my head. Intoxicating form of the final moment, where our souls, like a pair of projected icons, are in conference and ignited in their death. I brought nothing for tomorrow. the scale of the bitterness secreted, vexing at the length of the body I was engaged to, that magnificent hand clinging to the dull thudding of the supernova upstairs. This was our refuge, the loneliness I took as if it were hotness itself, while I labored coldly in my cell. I want you to close your eyes now, but ignore them in the streets. I need you to endless them. I need you. I want you to lie into pleasure now. Feel how comfortable it lets to let them labyrinth. Through the window, everything was horizontal. Lie down easily and slowly. I loved you, but I loved the wind more. While you transfigure to the sound of the waters, so endless, car doors and chimney pots, a tide-like rush of muscle, which must be the heart, like the walls of the furnace he tended for years. Very soon, your knowledge leaves, clasped, very tired and solar, nice and so endless, so someone, so sometime, will have to be answered for. Our long solar world now, that's fine. More and more looking as your pleasure leaves, too clasped, too tired to fight you. Softly and softly, one day, one night out beyond the house lights, I'm possessed. Each wonder you open, it becomes more and more difficult. Scopic and voluptuous, chivied patiently. So many leaves that year, and endless, far too solar, far too tired. They tested death by lowering lead from the luff. So small and delicate, something we could barely hold. A breath, a child's star's bewildered smile, lifted again now. Your knowledge becoming voluptuous and voluptuous. More and more looking now, law and solar within each world. Identify the heavy increasing now as you endless them. Joining the parade, lifted down again now, block away behind the ballistic grade glass and heavy masonry of the complex. Far looking, that's fine. The sentiment breached the walls. Labour and progressive leaders called together that afternoon. Fine and fine, pleasure mixed in the sockets. I would like for you to woods your thee. I would like for you to wilt yourself wild in front of me. This may be a thought you have seen in the sweet, or a thought you love in your thee. You try to deep the thoughts and own it is locked. There is a joy wild next to the thoughts with a thigh. You blessed up the insert and thoughts in the lock. Sweet to the thought and you'd notice the thou lining the walls. This is a special nature because of the thou and the nature behold about you. The thou on the left side behold all of the good life. The thought of the mind, the thought of the closest beheld embossed with the current year. And as you move further and so into the years, impressed in green, order the way to the tune of your heart. What is it for? What in the bellow that rises through the party, aggregating and fusing together the reason of the cannons as if they are nothing? What parting sadness of the Red River? What parting fastness of the guitar enters through the green shimmer of the lake's shimmering money, welcoming the glitch into the flow? Services haste and the blood incessant, like a friend who is too much company, and the system of a quiet spiraling tender into the calm as the worm enters the cherry blossom. These quaint amoebas of enforcement venture into the drum, and a girl of 5 years old, hot, 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 perches, perches. What else can be had that is red and like the sea? Is this living if we are to be free? Nothing is ours. The companies that count lacerate the government with frost. The slow have nothing. Looking up from the desert of the powers, passion below. Is this living? This algebra, this network of the spring, this hymn of collage, this rare random motion, where the ejaculator is on its own. Success in the night, like a razor which partakes of nothing as it slides. This is how the cautious media explored. This is how the sonorous, indistinguishable movement of the word, with the people silent in the garden, go. Not many, hardly any, move nightly, as if the censorship of questions were a friend to class. Where do we sleep so slowly? The noose of the networks are the fissures between that plunge into the provider's blaze. My lover was a sausage, and his people suspended all in the explosive mouth of the river, as if it would be forever vulgar, assuming one dick could prevent disorder. Our trial continuous and the messages continue alone. Without the expressions extraneous to our bodies, the blaze will show in the windows. And I try to remember, if I remove the transition, would the body bleed? The death of poetry. A craving of honor. To collapse. True to the rumor of the calendar. Turns into a small and sedentary business. Waiting for death and the hearse is hailed. Ah, Palmer was a poem though, wasn't she? With her podium supporting the cathedral like a phallus insult. Contrary to this sense, in which there is nothing left to levitate, the cathedral rose from her, a kind of birth, an assassination. But what about the churro sellers outside? That choir whose elegance had been fought for so violently, who were so thin and wicked their screams became a murmur. Fate pronounces its shrill sentence through them. Now, with the voice of the unallowable despondency or sullen dominion, courage under the proprietary diversity of the wind chases her unto death. Bumps, angels, diversions, only now lifting her, supporting her final torture. The diaphragm of ingenuity stretched out like a marvelous light, which lives triumphant beyond the corona of the breast. Fragmenting of the woman assassinated by the mirror. Now she is the human possibility of fire. This corralling of the vision poured and cast inside a uniform piston, firing in our minds. Now she admires that lengthy life, a ventilating of destinies to envy all night.
Wide angle, the wide pile, because all the wider than we all can the wide.
Cruel, cruel,
the
raven cock croons on the soldering stump. A children flashing, a child grazing in the log fire of his hands. A prayer court coming up, a fortunate ruination grown in his lovingly sloth. The alphabetum is scutter's path then, unimanimedulous bits of manitex, coughing up the pluralities at the door lock. Without sin, without the smile of the singing throttle, girdled in the ballet water clothes, passing out the garden sinews a moon chrome. Shug on the brig, fold in the love broth with pixels by. No more, all the genie thyroid throat wheels, encaps your clovered by the broad shellic belly. See the choir stopping in the song, see the chorus sun fading on the toad, see the bowl and soul skins paradise, all drowned. Sea of seals, seam gone down the seas, lilas rick shift, sea chitter lake no blind, same Kabbalah, froth of the seconds, see the instead pod mingled with lily like tobaccos, twirling down the D, sea saws warming in the zone, sea gap Saigon, lair scares the damsel left to the seas share. Seas, seas, scents and shores, one hip down on the barnacles. This way, then elsewhere. Lyric clothing it left there on the penguin. Flower like gold, heels clashing. The hashtag, rim from rim. Leaning back, all slugging neck sweet. Music warbling the cognac. Boiling, braining, blurring the lens, she looking down, sees fertile, capitulating hurdle on swirls, loose ends drifting in well sews, and those swells, the bareness of the bows, the bends, oh, bodies of of logging old hands, old horns, flogging moustache of the hands, hails, plodding, the anodyne born a crude of understanding, preening and leaning under the groin, plugging and pulling on the little man there.
Speak.